Good morning. Today's reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. With everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know and what we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Amen."
Nicodemus was known as a teacher of Israel. We've heard a bit today about teaching, about a college, about a Bachelor of Arts or a Master of Arts, and learning, being taught, growing. Well, Nicodemus was a learned man, a Pharisee, part of the Sanhedrin, a teacher of Israel, a teacher of the people of God, someone to be revered and looked up to. And why I loved For Mission College and why I love learning is because I love debating. Anyone else like debating? Anyone else like to win an argument? Oh, lots more people. Yeah. Kind of, it makes you feel a bit puffed up to win an argument, you know, pretty good about yourself. Putting someone else down and putting self up, all that. Well, the Sanhedrin, the way in which the teachers of the law debate and discuss, morning, when it was still dark, Nicodemus crept away from the debates that were still lingering to seek out Jesus. And he ends up having a bit of a debate with Jesus. And Jesus is basically saying, "Nicodemus, you're good, you're upright, you're intellectually sound, you're strong of heart, but you're still missing the point. You debate about the coming Messiah, and the Messiah is right here. You debate about the one who's going to come and bring salvation and love to the world, and salvation and love is right here before your very eyes, even in the darkness of night. Because the light, it shines in the darkness." And then there's this back and forth, this to and fro, this debating goes on. And Jesus talks about being born again. You know, we can know a lot about God, but still not be born again. this is not about knowing God. This is about trusting in Jesus. Being born again is to say, yes, Jesus, for God the Father so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes and trusts and says yes will experience eternal life. Doing a master's is okay. Sorry to dumb this down. Doing a degree is okay. But if you don't do it without a heart's desire to see a world changed by the love of God, what is the point? A few letters behind your name means diddly squat. It's probably not a phrase you usually hear in church. But it means nothing if your heart for the love of Christ is not radiating to those who need to experience such love. We are called, all of us, to be born again. Born of the Spirit. Spirit-filled worship. Spirit-filled mission. A Spirit-filled life where Jesus takes center stage. The sermon is over. Thanks be to God. He didn't go on too long today.